In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm very happy to be with you today. Let us remember that the church is now reading from the Gospel of Luke. Yes, the Gospel of Luke. Yesterday we heard about John the Baptist. He was the voice crying in the wilderness. We need many voices that cry out for Jesus. How many people cry out for Jesus? How many priests, how many ministers cry out for Jesus? Oh yes, we need to be like John the Baptist, leading people to Jesus Christ, leading people to Him who died on a cross and shed His blood for us. We need to lead people to Jesus Christ. John said, "I am not the Messiah," but he bore witness to Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world." Oh yes, John the Baptist knew who he was and who he wasn't. He said, "I am not the Messiah." But he bore witness to Christ as the Lamb of God in John's Gospel, the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. How many of us declare to people Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? How many of us are doing His bidding? Are we taking it for granted because people are in church? They know the Lord? Oh no, the gospel must be proclaimed to people that are in the church, out of the church, and disgusted with the church. I tell you, God's church will survive till the end of time. God's church will survive till the end of time. Why? Because we have a head who is both human and divine. His name is Jesus. I'm reading from chapter 3 of Luke, verse 21. "Now when all the people were baptized," that's John the Baptist baptizing them in the Jordan River, "and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying," oh, the only one that tells us that during the baptism Jesus was praying. As a matter of fact, he also says the same thing on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus was praying when Moses and Elijah appeared unto him. "The heaven was open. Oh Lord, open the heavens. Let us experience the glory of God. Open the heaven and help us to proclaim Jesus as the risen Lord." And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." I tell you, in the Jordan River, the Trinity was shown. Jesus, the Son of God, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Father, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." Is the Lord pleased with you? He is if you've given your heart to Jesus. He is if you've given your life to Jesus. Is the Lord pleased with you? He is if you are on fire. Oh yes, we need to be on fire with the Holy Spirit and draw people to the person of Jesus Christ. My job is to draw people to the person of Jesus Christ. But you know what? I cannot do that without the gift of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus Christ. How I need to be filled and refilled with the Spirit of God. Oh yes, "This is my beloved Son. You are my beloved Son. On you I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Jesus is the beloved of the Father. And you know what? In Him, you are the beloved of the Father. In Christ, I am the beloved of the Father. Oh yes, this is my son, Jesus. But the Lord says, this is my daughter. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. The ones that Jesus died for. The ones that he went to the cross for. Oh, yes, that's you. That's me. The ones that he rose from the dead for. That's us. Chapter 4 of Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit after his baptism, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. Oh, yes. He was fasting. When's the last time I fasted? Oh, yes, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And what happens when you fast for 40 days and 40 nights? What happens? He was famished. He was famished. He was hungry. And you know, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Oh, yes. The devil knows how to touch us in our weakness. Jesus answered him, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. Oh, yes, all the tinsel kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone that I please. If you then will worship me, it will be yours. Ah, Jesus has to make a decision. All the tinsel of the world or the cross. Thank God he chose the cross, which is our salvation. Thank God that he shed his precious blood for you and for me. Jesus answered him, it is written, he answered with the word of God, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. I tell you, we need to know the word of God, for when the devil comes and attacks us, we can at another time say the word of God. Worship the Lord your God, it says, and serve him only. Then the devil took him up to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Devil uses scripture. Jesus answered him, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. I tell you, he answers with the scripture. Man does not live by bread alone, comes from Deuteronomy. You shall worship the Lord your God, and only him must you worship. When the devil finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. We see in John's gospel that opportune time. He has just taken bread and fish and multiplied them for 5,000 people, not counting the women and children. They want to make him a king, and Jesus runs off to the hills because he chooses the cross, not the throne of a king. Right now he's on the throne by the grace of God. He's on a throne because he deserves to be on a throne. But the throne that he knew he had to take in order for us to be saved was the throne of the cross. Do you know that today? That Jesus died for you. Do you know that today? That he has plans for you. Then Jesus, filled with power, the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee. That's where he lived, in Galilee, in Nazareth of Galilee. And the report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues. and was praised by everyone. Why was he praised? Because he taught with authority. He didn't teach like the scribes and the Pharisees. He taught with authority. That authority has been given over to the church, and we must use that authority. If we do not use it, we will lose it. Use the authority that Jesus has given us to preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, at all times, whether we feel like it or don't feel like it, whether we're strong or whether we're weak. We are to preach the Word of God, the person of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross out of love for us and shed his precious blood for sinners. Oh, yes. And now he rose from the dead and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, that's his hometown, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. Yes, he went on Saturday to the synagogue in Nazareth. This was just another Lord's Day, another Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." Who do you think he's talking about? He's talking about himself. Oh, yes. "He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." My Lord, we are living in the year of the Lord's favor. It's called grace. We are living in the grace of God. The grace of God will always lead us to the cross and resurrection of Jesus. The grace of God will always wash us clean with the blood of the Savior. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. Where does he sit? In the place of the Messiah. There was an empty chair for the Messiah, and he sat down in the place of the Messiah. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.'" I tell you, they knew Jesus. He had been brought up in Nazareth. They think they know him, but they don't know him at all. And you know what? There are many people that call themselves Christians that don't know Jesus. They know about him. They know of him. They were baptized and they were given grace at baptism, but now as adults they've got to give their life to Jesus. There are many people that walk the streets that think that they're children of God. We're children of God through baptism and faith. Baptism and faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life up for us. In baptism we were thrown into the death of Jesus, and we were raised up into the life of Jesus. I tell you, it is time for us to proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And you will say, "Do here also in your hometown, Nazareth, the things that we heard you do in Capernaum." That's where Peter lived. Oh, yes. He opened the eyes of the blind. He opened the eyes of the blind in Capernaum. He healed the leper. He cast out a demon in the synagogue at Capernaum. Oh, yes. Do here in your own hometown what we heard of you doing in Capernaum. And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is There were many widows in Israel. Listen to this. This is going to really get them angry. In the time of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land, yet Elijah was sent to none of them except a widow in Zarephath. I tell you, he was sent to a Gentile, a widow of Zarephath. Oh, they're going to get very angry because they are the chosen people. But Jesus tells them that there was a widow in Zarephath that Elijah was sent to in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel, many Jews that were lepers, in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian, another Gentile, not a Jew. Well, what is Jesus trying to say? Salvation is to the Jew and to the Gentile. The cross was done for the Jew and the Gentile. Naaman the Syrian was a Gentile. When they heard this, that Gentiles were brought before the prophets, all in the synagogues were filled with rage. They're so angry. They got up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built so that they might hurl him over the cliff. Not going to hurl Jesus over the cliff. His time has not yet come. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Let me tell you, we have Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit, preaching the gospel, telling us of the Gentiles that will come to know God through the cross of Jesus Christ, Jew first and then to the Gentiles. Even in the Nativity, the gospel was shown to the Jew first, the shepherds, and then to the Gentiles, the kings. Oh, yes, God does these things because he knows the scripture. As a matter of fact, he wrote the scripture. He inspired the scripture to be written. Every word, every jot, every tittle is inspired by God. He went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. What's the Sabbath? Saturday. They were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. Oh, again, Jesus gives that authority to the church, but we need to use it. We need not to be ashamed of Jesus and the authority that he's given us. I remember a baby was put in my arms, and her name was Grace, still is Grace. And something jumped within her. I said, there's something wrong with her kidneys. They said, yes, Grace is going to have a big operation because she's getting infections in her kidneys and when she goes to the bathroom. She was an infant. I said, this child has been healed. Get an MRI or something to show that this child is healed. I knew the child was healed. And finally they got a CAT scan, and the child was healed completely. Jesus healed that child. He gave that authority to the church. In the synagogue, there was a man who had an unclean spirit, an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Oh, yes. "Have you come to destroy us?" You bet. He came to destroy the demons. Jesus, his job is to destroy the demons. I tell you, people were afraid to get near Jesus because they knew their demons. "I know who you are," the demon said, "the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up, be silent, and come out of him." And the demon had thrown him down before them. He came out of him without having done him any harm. You see, Jesus does not want demons to proclaim who he is. He wants the children of God to proclaim who he is. He wants us to be like John the Baptist, preparing the way of the Lord, pointing out Jesus. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh yes, I tell you, it is so important. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come." I tell you, he has given that authority and power to the church. But if we do not use it, we lose it. Oh yes, it's always there. Because we have a divine head. He has given that power and authority to the church. We use that authority in baptism. When we baptize children, they become born again, but they need to give their life to Jesus. It's called second conversion. It's called second conversion. When they grow up, it is all about Jesus. And a report about Jesus began to reach every place in the region. Why? Because they saw this man, demon-possessed, now in his right mind. Do you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? Do you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? Do you know that today? Do you know that there is now, at this moment, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Do you know that the Lord doesn't torment us? He doesn't make us go through torment or tremendous guilt. He shows us guilt so that we can confess it and be washed clean in the sacrament of confession by the blood of Jesus. I tell you, this Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This Jesus took the cross out of love for you and me. This Jesus was buried out of love for you and me. This Jesus rose from the dead out of love for you and me. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that this Jesus would have done it for you if you were the only person on the earth? Do you know that today? So many people do not know that. Oh yes, we have crucifixes in our house. We should look at the crucifix and say, "This was done for me. This was done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the picture of what you did for me on the cross. You emptied yourself, taking the form of a slave, being humbler still, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bow in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord." Have you prayed today? Have you made time for Jesus today? Do you know today that he loves you? Do you know today that he died for you? Do you know today that he was buried for you? Do you know today that he rose from the dead for you? Do you know these things in your heart? Oh, if you know them, say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, that I'm living out my baptismal vows now. I was baptized at 40 days old, but now at 72, I'm living out my baptismal life. And that's for you and that's for me." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the live nativity at Holy Rosary the 9th of December. That's this Sunday. At 2 o'clock it starts. Oh, come and help us worship God by singing the great Christmas carols. Help us worship God by looking at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the shepherds and the kings. Help us. You are welcome. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.